the NHS have been told it must fund a drug to prevent HIV. The High Court has told the health service to fund the drug called PrEP, but some say this could lead to sexual risk-taking. The Daily Mail journalist Andrew Pearce says safe sex prevents HIV, and so NHS cash should be spent preventing things like cataracts. Hello, Andrew.
Morning to you.
Good morning. John O'Doherty's with us as well from the gay welfare charity The Rainbow Project. Morning to you, John. Oh, we're going to have to fix that. It's too noisy there, John. We'll see if we can get that sorted. Andrew, set out your stall here. What are you saying?
Look, I'm very clear. It's quite clear that HIV is an expensive disease to contend with. When I was growing up as a gay man in the 1980s, it was a killer disease. So the government, the Thatcher government, did those lurid advertisements with tablets of stone voiced over by John Hurt saying it's a deadly disease. So people of my generation practiced safe sex. It's as simple as that. You just engaged in safe sex because if you didn't want to die. Now with incidents of HIV, with the government is now being told by the High Court of all people, that they have now got to give this drug called PrEP, which if you take every day should prevent you having HIV, which means it's taking the responsibility. It means that the responsibility is therefore by the NHS for gay men to have safe sex. It's not the responsibility of the NHS, it's the responsibility of gay men to engage in safe sex. This drug is really expensive. It's £5,000 a year. You can have a condom free on the NHS. And my problem with it is, if there was enough money to go round, if there was in the NHS, there shouldn't be a battle for resources for this condition or another. Fine, but there isn't. And the NHS has warned 13 different treatments will either be restricted or abolished altogether, and that includes operations to remove cataracts, which will be debilitating, particularly for older people. And here, what about this? A drug to help young people breathe who've got cystic fibrosis, that drug will be restricted if they have to pay out all these millions to give gay men, essentially that's who gets the drug, PrEP. What gay men should do is if they want to engage in sex, they should be responsible and have safe sex. Simple as that.
John?
Well, first of all, PrEP is an aspect of safer sex. This is people managing their sexual health, ensuring that they're restricting themselves from contracting any infection. And what's very clear is that...
Well, do you need the drug if you wear a condom?
Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
But it's a relevant question, John. Do you need this drug if you need a condom, if you use a condom?
Well, condoms aren't 100%, Stephen, and condoms are only reflective in terms of the risk during sex. There are other activities which involve a high risk of contracting HIV, and there are other groups of people who should have access to PrEP. Now, what the difference here is there's the talk about PrEP becoming available 100% for absolutely everybody. The fact is there will be a process put in place to decide whether or not someone should be able to access PrEP. And that will likely be people who are involved in high-risk behaviour, people like intravenous drug users, sex workers, and those who have a very high anxiety about their risk of contracting HIV. The fact is that NHS does have a responsibility for minimising risk, a responsibility for preventing infections, and that's what PrEP does.
Andrew?
Yeah, and that's why the NHS provides condoms free, because that helps people who want to engage in high-risk sex not catch HIV. The other thing, of course, if people use PrEP and then don't bother to use condoms, is they're exposing themselves to gonorrhea and syphilis and all sorts of other sexual infections, which have to be treated by the NHS at public expense, even more public expense. And syphilis and gonorrhea are rising sharply amongst gay men, 21% and 11% last year alone. And if they just can take this pill, it's a bit like the morning after pill, isn't it? They won't bother using a condom, and they're exposing themselves and their partners to even more sexual diseases. It's a no-brainer. Why should the taxpayer pay £5,000 a year so a young man or an older man, gay man, or somebody in a high-risk group, intravenous drug user, can have unprotected sex? Simple. Have protected sex. Use a condom. It's very cheap.
No, I mean, I don't think that's a fair reflection at all.
It is.
The fact is that PrEP even, if successful, will save money for the NHS. There is a huge amount of cost in treating someone living with HIV over their lifespan. And the fact is, someone living with HIV today is likely to have as long a life as anybody else. But we also have to look at what the cause of this. And really what we should be working towards, Stephen, is the removal of HIV. We should be working towards zero infections. And PrEP brings us down that journey. If we were talking today about a drug which prevented people from getting cancer, for example, there wouldn't be a question because we're trying to work towards zero cancers.
Well, let's take that.
We're trying to work towards zero HIV.
Let's take that example, Andrew Pearce, cancer. Yeah. Do you think we should fund a drug to prevent cancer for people who smoke?
I don't actually. I think
you don't.
I think people should stop smoking. And actually, it's not a fair. I mean, let's think it through. I don't think there is a drug anyway. But the NHS provides aid to help you stop smoking. That's what the NHS is already doing. You can get those through your doctor. That's very important. I don't think there is a drug that will stop you getting cancer. If there was, we'd all take the drug, wouldn't we? It would save the NHS billions. I don't think it's realistic. But the point is, there is a way to stop getting HIV and all these sexual infections. It's very simple. It's a condom. They're given out free by the NHS. Why are we indulging the gay community again, saying, OK, guys, you don't want to use a condom. You can have a pill. It'll only cost the taxpayer £5,000 a year, and it will discriminate against other people who don't have that lifestyle choice, Stephen. Children with cystic fibrosis don't have that lifestyle choice, nor do older people who've got cataracts. There's the difference.
Do you think, John O'Doherty, we should fund a drug to prevent cancer for people who smoke?
Yes, I think we should do everything we can to get rid of cancer, to end cancer. I think we should do everything we can to end HIV. And the crux of the point here...
The point is, with the health service under pressure, choices need to be made, John.
But the crux
And you give money to one area, you take it away from another.
The crux of the argument being made by Andrew here is it's about gay and bisexual men. And there's an undertone here that gay and bisexual men who contract HIV are somehow responsible for the fact that they contracted HIV. And there is a wider world in terms of sexual health that needs to be understood and needs to be explored as to why we're seeing increasing infections. Not least of all, the fact that our schools across the UK do not provide safer sex information to gay and bisexual men, and the fact that it's left to the community organisations, it's left to community services to educate people about the risks in terms of sexually transmitted infections. It is up to the community organisations to do outreach and provide safer sex materials to gay and bisexual men. The fact is that PrEP can help us in minimising the exposure to HIV. And we all should be working towards zero HIV infections. The cost of managing someone living with HIV across their lifetime is about £300,000 and £400,000. That's what we're talking about. What we're talking about in terms of PrEP is about £20 million across the entire...
And it does save money in the long run, Andrew Pearce.
It doesn't, actually. It costs money in the short term and the medium term. You know, one of the other groups at the NHS say will be affected if we carry on with this madness? This politically correct madness, in my view. Amputees who need new legs. I mean, for God's sake, are we putting that before gay men who just can't wake up and grow up and remember to use a condom? And listen, if these guys won't use a condom, who's to say they're going to remember to use PrEP? We could be giving them £5,000 worth a year of pills, and the one day they forget to take one and they have sex, they get HIV anyway. So the
Andrew, how much money do we put into family planning? How much money do we put into ensuring that heterosexual couples who choose not to use condoms don't have children? We put millions into it every year in helping people manage their family planning. We put millions in terms of the morning after pill. We put millions in terms of other services around people managing whether or not they choose to have children. The fact is, and the very crux of this, is homophobic. It is in relation to gay and bisexual men and believing that somehow they have a responsibility in terms of HIV. HIV has had a horrid impact on gay and bisexual men and on the LGBT community since the 1980s. And for many years, including Conservative governments, ignored the fact that it existed and put the blame back on gay and bisexual men. The discrimination experienced by gay and bisexual men due to HIV and AIDS is still felt and lived today.
Okay.
The fact is, we should be working towards zero HIV infections. PrEP brings us part of that journey and allows people, in terms of a wider process of using condoms and using other processes, to manage their sexual
health. Kathleen Sinderry. Morning, Kathleen.
Morning, Stephen. Stephen, I'm just listening, and you know what? It's so sad that we're playing sick people off against sick people, and we're trying to measure who's the most sick and the most in need.
It's kind of the decisions the NHS need to make, though, when they've got a finite pot of money. People need to prioritise where the funding goes, Kathleen. That's the way it works.
Stephen, totally I get prioritising, but if we would look at the top tier of the NHS and slim that down a bit, I'm sure we'd be able to pay for a lot of things that they're saying are going to be cut. But I think what this show has really brought up to me is pharmaceutical companies, if we're talking £5,000 for one treatment, then we need to look at the profit and the margins that's within pharmaceutical companies and that our NHS is paying for, because that's where we need to have the control. The amount of money that we're spending on medication when we are...
These big companies need the incentive to develop drugs, don't they? There has to be a big profit at the end, or there's no incentive to take the risk in the research and development.
Well, Stephen, government has their own research and development, and I recently, about 2 months ago, watched the House of Lords debate on access to medication, and there was a conversation in relation to a blood pressure tablet that it is also, if you slightly change a component, it is also able to treat another health problem. Now, the Lord in the House of Lords that day made the statement that we need to get this patent in before the pharmaceutical companies
Look,
do.